Dios from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 31st of December, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. First up this week, migration statistics. According to the NGO Caminando Fronteras, more than 3,000 migrants died trying to reach Spain by sea in 2025. The Right to Life Monitoring 2025 report recorded 3,090 deaths, including 192 women and 437 minors. While lower than the over 10,000 deaths in 2024, the organization warns the toll remains alarmingly high. Overall, migrant arrivals to Spain fell sharply in 2025, down around 40%, with a nearly 60% drop in arrivals to the Canary Islands, Spain's southernmost region and a key landing point. Despite the decrease in numbers, the Canary route remained the deadliest, accounting for the most deaths. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, the 30th, news outlet El País reported that a real estate project owned by the noble family La Casa de Alba is pushing more than 70 families out of their long-term homes in central Madrid. The new management company, Bala Investment, has told tenants their leases will not be renewed due to planned renovations, sparking fears the apartment will be turned into tourist flats. Even though the House of Alba has confirmed the non-renewals, it has not said what it plans to do with the properties, drawing criticism amid growing concern over housing displacement driven by urban tourism. Related news, El País also published an insightful opinion piece on Thursday, the 25th, examining the cost of living crisis and the growing number of people turning to van life. Article features Antonio Domenech, a public school teacher in Madrid who lives in a motorhome, not out of romantic idealism, but as a practical response to soaring housing prices. After years of renting small rooms, he decided to buy a secondhand camper van for 22,000 euros in 2019. Domenech parks discreetly near his workplace, commuting by electric scooter, and keeps his living situation private from colleagues. The van gave him a professional edge, letting him take teaching posts in remote areas others avoided and helping him secure a permanent position. Even with a stable salary, he continues living in his motorhome to ease financial strain, a choice increasingly made worldwide. Check the full article with the link in the show notes. Tis the season, so our next story is about wine. According to a recent report by the Spanish Wine Interprofessional Organization released on Monday the 29th, the country's 22 billion euro wine industry is facing a generational crisis with an aging workforce and fewer young people entering the sector. The report says that over 22,000 younger workers will be needed in the coming years, as nearly three quarters of current wine growers are over 51 years old. This problem is closely connected to the depopulation of rural areas as young people continue to move to the cities. Industry leaders warn that without generational renewal, vineyards in rural communities face decline. They argue that the sector must modernize, adopt sustainable practices, build digital skills, and present winemaking as a viable and attractive entrepreneurial career. Up next, at the end of 2025, the government quietly approved more than 2 billion euros in new defense spending. Ministers made the decision at the final Council of Ministers meeting of the year to avoid internal tensions within the ruling coalition, where military funding remains a sensitive issue. The government will spend over half of the money on new medium and heavy military transport trucks to improve the armed forces operations at home and abroad. It will also channel a significant portion into the long-delayed S-80 submarine program, including the purchase of new submarines scheduled for delivery between 2026 and 2030. The plan also allocates hundreds of millions of euros to strengthen cybersecurity, upgrade fuel, storage, and supply systems at the NATO-linked Rota naval base, and cover logistical support for naval arsenals. In energy news, on Monday the 29th, energy and petrochemical company Repsol reached an important milestone. Whether it's a PR milestone or a clean energy milestone is up for debate. The company now has more than 1,500 petrol stations in Spain and Portugal that sell Nexa diesel, a fuel they say is made from renewable sources. This renewable diesel works in normal diesel vehicles and can reduce carbon emissions by up to 90% compared with traditional diesel. It's made from renewable materials and does not require drivers to buy a new car or change how they refuel. More than 40% of Repsol service stations now offer renewable fuels, showing that cleaner options are becoming widely available. Most cars on European roads still use internal combustion engines, despite the push towards electric vehicles. In an update on pensions, 2025 ended with record-breaking figures as newly retired salaried workers began receiving average monthly pensions of over 1,700 euros, the first time in the history of Spain's modern old-age pension system, which dates back to the early 20th century. the Ministry of Inclusion reports this is roughly 200 euros higher than just 3 years ago. While the increase benefits retirees, it has pushed Social Security spending to historic levels. In 2025, total pension expenditure exceeded 200 billion euros, and monthly pension payrolls hit a new peak of over 13 billion euros in December. From the beginning of 2026, community pharmacies across Andalusia and the south of Spain will begin offering screening for colon cancer. It's been prioritized as part of wider efforts to improve early detection protocols following delays in other screening programs. The initiative stems from a 2024 agreement between the Andalus Public Health Service and Regional Council of Pharmacists to integrate pharmacies into prevention, screening, and health education programs to help decongest major health centers. Pilot scheme is currently underway with selected pharmacies being accredited and trained by Health Quality Agencies, ASCA. Also in Andalusia, on Monday the 29th, the town of Ibi was transformed into a flower-covered battleground during the annual El Enfadinats Festival, a tradition dating back more than 200 years and held on the day of the Holy Innocents, which is Spain's equivalent of April Fool's Day. Members of a group called El Enfadinats, or Flowered Ones, wear military-style costumes and stage a mock coup, symbolically taking control of the town, inventing absurd laws, and issuing fines that are later donated to charity. Speaking of new laws, new driving rules take effect on January 2026, introducing several major changes, the most controversial involving the V16 emergency beacon. The V16 replaces roadside warning triangles. In its approved form, they automatically transmit the vehicle's location during breakdowns and accidents. Confusion arose when some previously approved models were withdrawn for failing to have updated standards, which frustrated many drivers. Other reforms will include modernizing theory tests with video scenarios, requiring emergency corridors and traffic jams, removing all seatbelt exemptions, and enforcing low-emission zones in cities with over 50,000 residents. The measures aim to improve road safety, emergency response, and air quality. Turning to media, the new Spanish film Rodallas will premiere on the 1st of January, celebrating Galician culture and community spirit. It was directed by Daniel Sanchez Arevalo and produced by Ramon Campos. The movie draws inspiration from rondallas, large amateur folk bands, and a viral video of a Galician group performing AC/DC's Thunderstruck has been sent all over the place. And finally, recap of 2025, a year full of memorable events in Spain. The most defining was the nationwide blackout on the 28th of April, which left around 50 million people without electricity. Despite the disruption, the Spaniards turned it into a moment of community, filling parks for picnics and fun. Investigations continue into the cause. Extreme weather also made headlines, from the hottest summer in over a century to devastating forest fires in Galicia, alongside ongoing recovery from the deadly 2024 Valencian floods, which prompted the resignation of regional president Carlos Mazón. Politically, President Pedro Sánchez stayed in power despite corruption cases involving senior party figures close to him. Internationally, Spain clashed with the U.S. over defense spending, boycotted Israeli trade, and strengthened ties with the U.K. via a Gibraltar border agreement. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Before we head out, just want to wish you an awesome 2026. Thank you so much for listening, sharing the show, and being a part of the Rorschach community. Hasta la próxima.